Number three is the north of England. Actually, there are several excerpts here. And, of course, the north of England exhibits a great deal of internal diversity, though we do find that popular northern accents share the important characteristics, first, of not distinguishing vowels of the lexical set strut from that of foot, and secondly, of having the so-called flat bath, that's the vowel of words like bath, the short vowel, same as in trap. The first speaker we've got here comes from Scunthorpe in Humberside. You can hear the o quality he uses in words of the set strut in the examples just, Scunthorpe, the name of the place, fun, club, London and so on, the same quality as you hear in the first syllable of football, and also in the word much. As everywhere in England, in the north of England, you hear people varying in whether they pronounce an H or not. We have variable H. In this speaker, you'll notice his hesitation on the word hobbies, and H dropping in the phrases I've had, rather than I've had, and get the hang of, rather than get the hang of. Very front vowel in can't, pronounced as can't, that's cannot, and very open vowel in all, pronounced all. As elsewhere, we find that in popular accents, the ing suffix is pronounced with an alveolar nasal in. You can hear that in the expressions train spotting, something else. And you can hear the short vowel of words like bath in the items dancing and basketball.
No, I usually stay out of fights. I don't usually get myself into fights. I find no reason for fighting. I just don't get mixed up with those things. Well, back in Scunthorpe, I collect cacti. That's one of my hobbies that I started about 2 years ago. Got about, 100 different cacti now. Over the years, I've had stamp collecting, beer mats. I used to be a train spotter, I think, for about 4 years. You know, that got me around the country a lot. I don't know, there's so many of them, you know, that I've done on and off that you just can't mention them all. The thing about train spotting is that you usually try to get round the engine sheds without a permit or anything like that, you know. The fun of it is getting thrown out by the foreman, you know, chased out. It's good fun at the time.
Did that happen often?
Oh, yes, quite often. You know, you'd just be going around the side of an engine and you'd see the foreman, they'd shout at you and you'd all go galloping out. I go to the youth club. There's a Centenary Methodist Youth Club every Friday night. That's one of the great things. I used to be a committee member there before I came down to London. That was one of the interests.
What happened there?
Well, you know, that's where the country dancing came in, because we did a lot of that and modern dancing and ballroom dancing and played games like snooker and table tennis, just a normal youth club. It was very good.
Play games yourself?
Yes, I was. I liked football, but I never really got the hang of it, really. That was the problem. I liked to kick around with a ball or basketball, that's one of my favourites as well. I used to be in the school team. I never really got to a very good standard in anything, though. That's the trouble.
I suppose if you enjoyed it, that's
yes, I enjoyed it, that's the thing. I didn't really get, you know, too involved in it, though.
Did you play snooker or ping-pong?
Snooker, yes. I've got my own little table back at home, one of those small-sized things. I used to play with my father nearly every dinner time at one stage until I got fed up with it, sort of thing, and tried something else, but... Table tennis, I used to do a bit, but not very much. That's another game I couldn't really get the hang of. I wasn't quick enough.
Next we have a joke told by a child from Leeds in West Yorkshire. Here you can notice the traditional dialect feature of the definite article pronounced just as a glottal stop in the phrase in park, meaning in the park. Leeds is well known for its glottaling. We've also got a glottal stop in the phrase got any for got any. Notice also the diphthong, the ew diphthong in rhubarb, that is rhubarb.
A fellow went in park and he went up to the park keeper and he says, have you got any manure I can put on my rhubarb? So he says, no, come in here, we put custard on ours.
And now here's another Leeds child telling a joke again, but with an adult interviewer first. And notice how the interviewer uses the words laugh, pronounced as laugh, and funny, pronounced as funny, typical northern pronunciations. We've also got the expression round corner, that is round the corner, again the article. Next day, meaning day, no long mid diphthonging, A for A. H dropping in the phrase, I have. and the article once more in the phrase took pictures to the pictures, that is, to the cinema.
When somebody's talking, keep quiet, won't you? Mm-hmm. Until we come to tell the jokes, and when you've told the joke, have a good laugh if you think it's funny.
This man, he come off his orders from India. He brought his crocodile with him, he's going right corner taking it for walks, and this policeman bumps into him. He says, "Oi, what are you doing with crocodile? You should take that to the zoo." He says, "All right, I'll take it." Next day, he sees him walking right corner with that crocodile again. So the policeman says, "I thought I took you to take that to the zoo." He says, "I haven't, I'm taking it to the pictures."
And now, a child from Birmingham in the West Midlands. Here we have the northern features I've mentioned already combined with certain southern features like diphthong shift, and you can hear the word train pronounced as trine, Irishman pronounced Irishman, right pronounced right, and so on, together with the short vowel in past, which is like the north of England.
Englishman and Irishman, Scottishman, and the train went past. The Englishman said, "There she goes." The Irishman said, "There he goes." And the Scottishman said, "There it goes." Which was right?
Don't know.
Well, it was the Irishman. Why?
Because it was a mail train.
Because it was a mail train. Well, now we turn to the...